It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. I've got Neil, Craig and Kiefer with me for this one as we look ahead to Burnley. And we will, of course, be talking about the manager's press conference. And he has delivered that, Craig, just after 9 o'clock this morning. He was asked a number of things, but as usual, recruitment and transfers were part of the questions in the context of where Liverpool's squad currently is. And he said that we are all aligned in terms of our thinking, but that does not mean we will act in January. And then about an hour or so before we've started recording this show, Fabrizio's mentioned that Manchester City have stolen a bit of a march in the Mark Gay transfer. What do you make of that?
My overriding thinking or thought is I find it strange that they had a centre-back that they really liked in the summer, that they sort of courted through the summer, that they were so close to having that right at the end of the summer, and then that's taken away from them, and then now they're deciding that they don't feel that they want to act for this player. Now they might have and he might have just decided to go for City or whatever. We don't know these things, but it looks like Liverpool haven't gone for him, and so that feels strange to me. Now there's some talk around the fact that it's the cost and that you'd have to pay 35 million for a player that you can get for free in 6 months. But if you don't act now, then you probably don't get the player, or you're up against others in the summer. And Liverpool are in more need of a centre-back now than they were in August, late August, because of Leone's injury. So it's strange to me, but then we've seen Liverpool do this before. You know, Van Dijk in 2017, I remember us having shows where we were talking about the idea of bringing in Johnny Evans as a stopgap, which feels ridiculous and sounds silly now. But then we signed Virgil van Dijk. Virgil van Dijk's obviously its own thing, because Virgil van Dijk was a player that they looked at and thought he is a transformer, he is going to change everything for Liverpool, and so they were willing to wait for him. They probably knew that they were going to get him. This is a little bit different that way, but then there's been different times. You think of the 2021 season, the season after we won the league, where Liverpool have all of these injuries and they didn't feel as if that they, or but just before that they didn't feel as if they'd sign one, and then they end up with all of these injuries, and then they get to January and they have to make stop gaps and players that they don't necessarily want. We know Liverpool's strategy has always been, if they don't feel as if he is one that we absolutely want, or we're getting a deal, then we're not going to move from him.